Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What's the meaning of faith? The Bible discusses the great importance of faith, and it gives us a clear example and understanding of those who believe God. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. Abraham was a man that believed in the word of God. He was told to get up from that place where he was comfortable and go to a place that he would be told what it was later on. It was by faith that Abraham got up and moved, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Webster's dictionary describes faith as belief in or trustworthiness of someone or something. It's loyalty or an allegiance to it in which we have trust. To have faith, you must believe in what God is telling you. He tells you one thing, but the world tells you something else. Whom do you believe and follow? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of God. It's innocent, and it requires an action. It was by faith that the elders gave us a good report. Faith is part of the Christian life from the beginning all the way to the end, and it has the power to justify, purify, and sanctify. In Romans 3:28, it says that we are justified by faith and not by the workings of the law. Before Christ came, men lived by the word of God that came down to them from the prophets. And it was through the words that was given to them that gave them the instructions on how to live in a manner that pleased God. We have hope through faith. We hope for salvation and righteousness in the coming of Jesus Christ. We hope and believe in the things that are not seen, the invisible things of the Spirit. But here's a key. Sight and doubt are the biggest killers of our faith. The evidence of things that are not seen cannot be accomplished if it were not for faith. We can't see God, yet we believe because of those 5 letters that are in our hearts. If you give in to doubt, then you give it power to control your lives. The minute you can see an obstacle up ahead is the minute that you would give in to doubt. To walk in faith means that without a shadow of a doubt, God will not leave me hanging. He will always be there to help me out of any situation. Now, Job was a man who displayed great faith in the eyes of God. He was not sinless, yet he was one who was blameless, upright, and he feared God. His story tells us a few things. One, it shows us that if we allow people with evil thoughts and intentions to control our minds, then we become just like them. And number two, if we sit with them long enough, we begin to act and think the same way. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands with sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Although he faced many trials and troubles, his faith never wavered, even after his own wife told him to curse God and die. Fear is another thing that can hinder us as well. But the Bible says that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us one that has the power of love and of a sound mind. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we must believe that he is who he says that he is, and that he will reward those who believe in him. Like the deer that is mentioned in Psalms 42, we must seek after God because our very lives depend on him. We must have the right mindset and attitude and believe that he answers prayers. This is the confidence in which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, then whatever we ask in prayer, we will have. So again, we know that God answers prayers when we all come to him in faith. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. One love, 5 minutes.